Hey, hey, what's up, peeps? How's everything and everybody? It's yours truly, Uncle Daddy Pop Pop, sitting here on the podcast, stepping out of the box. And I tell you, usually before I record, I have so much going on in my mind that it's And I'm quite sure I've said this often, and Lord have mercy, it's the truth. There's so much going on, I just try to understand and recognize all aspects of everything that I can possibly understand and recognize. I'm going to give you a little capsule on my day-to-day. A little capsule on my day-to-day. I wake up this morning, and I'm going to Jersey City to do the vending machines, thinking, okay, well, if I get there, see what I need, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't think I was going to need sodas, but now I need sodas, so now I'm trying to figure out how to get those in that location during the week, but I think it's going to have to wait till the next weekend. I'm not sure what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Because the federal bill in Redino is a very unpredictable animal. You know, it's like some weeks can just be like, but they've been more consistent. And then some weeks we can really have a couple of good weeks, maybe one or two good weeks in a month. That's, you know, it's not anything compared to what it used to be. But at the same time, I go down and I come back, it's a rainy day. But I'm trying to understand and feel, you know, why am I feeling like this? I felt lousy this morning when I got up. And I said, why am I feeling like this? I don't know, man. It's just, and then I think, well, you haven't had anything to drink in a week or whatever, whatever. So, you know, so maybe you have some withdrawal. And, you know, this stuff goes on in my mind so quick and so rapidly and so fast. And as I'm moving, I'm just like, I just don't feel right. I don't feel this. I don't feel that. Then you're trying to work out too, and then your body is like, oh, okay, you feel it, but at the same time, man, this is really hard. You know, you stay away from something that you need to be doing for so long, and then you come back to it, and it's like, whoa, this is not 32, 33, 34, not even 44, not even 54. This is like different. Your body changes when you get older, because we're all dying, and that's the bottom line. We are. Now, how we are dying is upon us and the decisions that we make in this life and what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But anyway, my day, it went from, you know, this pressure that I put, that you subconsciously, even though you speak and you trust and you believe in God, and you know Jesus is walking with you every day, all day. The human aspect of it, because the devil is constantly sitting there. He's sitting there right now listening to every word that I'm saying that's coming out of my mouth. He's trying to find out different ways to attack me, like he did today. Okay, but at the same time, I recognize it. I'm recognizing what I'm doing, when I do what I do, how I do. Now, on this day here, after I've done what I've done, you know, I stopped at the liquor store. I did play the numbers. I don't want to. I only want to play, I'm going to play the Powerball or the Mega Million, you know, but that's not a thing of, and the Cash Five. I think today I played the Pick Four too. I just said replay the numbers, and she said $23, and I said, okay, fine. But then I proceeded beyond that to go and get a half a pint of vodka. It's like, why did I do that? Because I desired it. But therefore, I can understand why Jesus says, it doesn't matter whether you do it or not. If you think it, you've done it. Because, see, we don't do anything without thinking about it first. Okay, so all of you that don't believe in the Bible, don't believe in God, don't believe in whatever you don't believe in, and you believe in whatever you want to believe in, it's all good. But sometimes when you read things, you have to just at least take a little consideration there. Well, how do I do something if I don't think about it? That's why scripture, Jesus said, from the Old Testament to the New, it's all good. Because the Old Testament, I've never really ventured into it, but from what I understand, deeper than deep. Think the New Testament, Ten Commandments is something. That Old Testament, from what I'm understanding, is just like locked. But at the same time, as I speak to people, is democracy working? Is dictatorship working? I don't know. But from what I'm seeing, no. From me personally, it's no. But at the same time, I try to understand everything from everybody's point of view. You know, Black Lives Matter, white nationalists, this, that, yeah, I got it all. I understand it. But at the same time, hello, folks. If we're not conscious of the decisions that we are making individually outside of a group or a body or a mouth or whatever, and how we personally feel and how we would like to see life be. That's all I'm saying. That's it. You know? So I try to see it from both perspectives, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Wow, we even involved in that. That should not even be in existence. I don't think either one of them qualified to be president of the United States of America. So, but, you know, that's my opinion. And solely my opinion. I understand the leadership needs on all fronts to a point, to a degree. Some people I don't get, I don't understand, but I haven't had a chance, an opportunity to talk with them either. Nor have they had an opportunity to talk with me. So, you know, at that point there, you just say, hey, listen, everything is neutral. We come together, then we decide, and as we part, regardless of what, as far as I'm concerned, everything will still be neutral. I will respect what you think and what you feel because I'm not God. So to get back on my day, as I'm traveling, as I'm moving, as I'm going through what I'm going through and seeing and witnessing, I walk into the cafeteria and all the lights were out and so forth. I guess they said, he's not coming back. No, I can't. I can't get any kind of confirmation of what's going to happen next door. I love Jersey City. I love being there. I love Rodino too. I love being there. But Jersey City is home. You know, and you know, the people there, I just love them. I don't know what happened with Chris, man. That, you know, that still bothers me every time I go there that she don't speak to me anymore. But, you know, hey, what can I say? I will always love you. Without question. So if I said something, or if I could have only said something, I didn't do anything. Well, I did leave, but that was a decision that had to be made. There wasn't a whole lot I could do about the decision. I made the best offer I could possibly make, and actually it was better than what it was that I could make, but I did it. I did what I usually do. I extend myself overly at times, you know? And so things happen the way they happen. But I don't understand why you don't speak to me anymore. But it's okay. I still love you, without question. But anyway, back to this day of mine. So, I'm still in the midst of it, which is going to be good. Because I'm recognizing what I do and how I do what I do. I'm recognizing how I'm thinking and what I do upon when I'm thinking it. You know, I'm not going to play lottery anymore. I went down there and then it was like, it's like an itch. I'm just standing there. I'm not buying a beer. No, that's not going to happen. But what did I do? I buy a half a pint of vodka. I say, well, do that. Well, I killed it quickly. I had to because I would pour it. I poured out so much alcohol. It's like when I tried to quit smoking cigarettes, I was throwing cigarettes away like crazy. Absolutely insanity. I think God's got me. Well, I don't think. I know. He's allowed me. He's led me through those dark days of and into and presently experiencing those days of not having any money to buy pizza or this or that or whatever. So today, what did I decide to do? I was going to get myself... I want some hot dog. I love hot dogs. I love hot dogs, especially on the grill. Oh, man, when they was like... crispy on the hour, man, just like used to anyway. Okay, But the devil knows, so the devil's gonna always, you know, throw those little taste buds up in your face when you don't really want to, because you're trying to accomplish something. He's always gonna try to defeat you. And I broke out 3 hot dogs out the freezer, which I gotta get rid of those that's in the freezer, because they ain't there, I won't have them, right? So I won't even think about going in there, because they're not gonna be there, because when the desire is there, I'm just gonna say, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, Lord, because you know I'm sinning. Please, Lord, have mercy on me right now. And that's it. I say that so many times during the course of the day, it's crazy. But I didn't say it in the liquor store. And I knew God was right there watching, saying, you know, Jesus, like, oh, really? You're not going to acknowledge me here, Peter? I mean, Ricky. You're not going to acknowledge me here, so you're going to go ahead and do what you're going to do. Oh, okay. You're going to not acknowledge me a few more times on this day. But beyond this day, you're going to watch. Tick tock, tick tock. I was like, yes, Lord. Ooh. And that's the message I got from God today. See, we can step but so far. But see, God already know. But He always leaves that little slot there for us to utilize that one thing that He gave all of us individually and our very own godly ability. And that is to make our own decisions. And that's it. Period. There's nothing else to be said. We have the ability, the God-given ability, separate from all things, including God. And He made it that way, so that we can make our own decision in how and what we truly desire. And with that, I say,
night night, wait,
rocket baby. Say what? Say,
gotta enlighten people, man. You gotta bring them to the table and say, our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
As it is in heaven.
Give us, Lord, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For you are the power of the kingdom and the glory forever and ever.
Amen, brother. You just a little excited there,
because I love talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Bye, y'all.